Today we continue our study in the book of Ephesians. Today we'll be in chapter 4 of Ephesians, and we'll be looking at the passage verses 11 through 16. But before we begin today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the study of thy very words this day, dear Lord. We pray you would bless the listener. Father, we pray you'd bless the saint of God and that they would grow in the things of thee, Lord. Father, we pray that you'd bless your word as it goes out today, and as we claim your promise that will not return void. Father, we just pray you'd get all the honor and glory today. Bless us now. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we give thanks. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, we'll begin reading in verses 11, and we'll read down through 16. So I hope you have your Bibles today. And to title this passage, we could call it The Body Ministry. The Body Ministry. So let's get right into our study and begin in chapter 4 of Ephesians, verse number 11. And he gave some prophets, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning, craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The body of Christ is a perfect organism designed by the Lord to function in unity. If everyone in the body does what he is called to do, the way he is called to do it, according to the right doctrine, the body grows and functions properly. If, however, people in the body decide to follow the wrong doctrine or not to work in love and faith, you see, the body is not going to work like it's supposed to work. It's going to be sick, as if it had cancer or some debilitating disease or ailment. Now, in order to have a strong and growing body, the body must have, first of all, a good head. So in order to have a strong, growing body, the body must have a good head. And of course, Christ is the head. Christ as the head is the best. Looking in verse 15 of Ephesians 4. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, as the head, Christ, he has the preeminence. Amen? Colossians chapter number 1, verse 18. Let's turn there together. Colossians chapter 1, and we get to chapter 1 of Colossians, we want to look at verse number 18 together. Notice what the words of God say. And he is the head of the body, again referring to Christ, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, here it is, he might have the preeminence. Amen. So Christ is the head, it has to have the preeminence. Amen. If that body is going to grow strong and grow, amen, Christ has to have the preeminence. Today, you can see the sickness in the body with the furtherance of modernism. You see, my dear friends, in a lot of churches today, Christ does not have the preeminence. Amen? Does Christ have the preeminence in the church you attend? Ask yourself. Amen. So when looking at the body of Christ, and we see in order to have a strong, growing body, the body must have a head, number one. Also, it has to have a good circulatory system. Amen. So, in order for the body of Christ, the church, to have a strong, growing body, it must not only have a good head, which we have in Jesus Christ, but it also needs to have a good circulatory system. Amen. Now, notice in verse 11, we read here, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." Amen. So we see the ministers that are mentioned here. They are like the internal organs, supplying the body with oxygen, blood, and nutrition while eliminating the toxins. So we see the ministers, or who teach and preach the words of God effectually. Why? What's the purpose? Well, in verse 12, we see, first of all, for the perfecting of the saints, in verse 12. That's why the body of Christ is given the ministers. Amen. Amen and an amen. For the perfecting of the saints. See, their preaching and teaching should supply you so that you are wanting nothing. In the book of James, let's go to James for a moment, in chapter 1. And when we get to the book of James in chapter number 1, we want to look at verse number 4. The words of God say this, "But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." See? So, the ministers are given to the body of Christ, and we're using them as an example, as a good circulatory system for the body of Christ to be able to grow and grow strongly. We're given ministers for the perfecting of the saints. So through their preaching and teaching, they supply the members of the body of Christ. So they are wanting nothing. Just like Paul, a minister to the Ephesians. See, he gave them everything they needed from the Word of God. Notice with me, if you'll turn to the book of Acts in chapter 20. In Acts chapter 20, when we get to Acts chapter 20, we want to look at verse 27. Notice what the words of God say. Paul said this to the Ephesians, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." He gave them the counsel of God, amen. That's right. He didn't leave anything out. He didn't have a hobby horse and just preach one particular doctrine. He gave it to everything. He covered it all, amen. And that's what a good minister of the Lord Jesus Christ is to do in helping to perfect the saints of God, amen. Also, again, we're discussing here the body of Christ. And we're seeing in order to have a strong, growing body, the body must have a good head, which we saw as Jesus Christ, and also a good circulatory system, which we liken the ministers that God has given us. And we saw that who teach these ministers teach and preach the words of God effectually, for the perfecting of the saints. Not only that, but look at in verse 12 again. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. See? Just like Paul told Timothy, amen, Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, so let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, and when we get to 1 Timothy chapter number 5, we're going to look at verse 17, and notice what the words of God have to say. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. See? So, it's work. Amen. Being a minister is work. It is labor. Just like we saw that the pastor, the elder, is to be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in word, in the word and doctrine. So, the man of God, the minister, is to spend time in the study of the Word of God so he, in turn, can teach and preach the Word of God to the saints of God. Amen? Also, we see that the preaching and the teaching of these ministers of the words of God are used for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, and also, notice in verse 12, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, their preaching and teaching should cause you to grow spiritually. Amen. Just like I hope and I pray that these studies in the book of Ephesians is helping you to grow spiritually. Because if they're not, they're of no use. Amen. So, the ministers, the teaching, the preaching, the words to edify the body of Christ, to help Christians grow. Like Paul preached to the Ephesians, that the word of God is able to build you and I up. Notice in Acts chapter 20, with me, Acts chapter 20, in verse 32, what the words of God have to say. As Paul is addressing the elders at Ephesus, he says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of grace," here it is, "which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Amen. Now also, notice with me, we're looking at the body of Christ. In order to grow strong, to have a strong growing body, we saw the body must have a good head, amen, which of course is Jesus Christ, who's the best head that you could have, and then also a good circulatory system, and we saw that in the ministers that Christ has given to the body of Christ. As we saw, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But also, the body needs good, amen, conformation. See? It says in verse 13, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." See, you expect to see a body that is balanced and properly proportioned, amen, conformity to a, first of all, as we look at this conformity, to what? A conformity, first of all, to a united faith, in verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Unity of the faith. What? What's it based on? Based upon the words of God. Let's turn to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter number 10, verse 17. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this verse. The words of God say in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the words, the word of God. Amen? So we see unity of faith is based upon the very words of Almighty God. So we see then, so the multiple Bibles that we have today, the multiple English translations, are going to cause division, are they not? Now notice what Paul writes to the Romans in Romans chapter 16 with me. In Romans chapter 16 and verses 17 and 18, notice what the Apostle Paul, amen, beseeches the saints at Rome. He says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Amen. So that's what these so-called modern Bibles do. They cause division. They're not teaching the right doctrine. Amen. So there can't be unity of faith with all these multiple Bibles. God has preserved His inspired, infallible, inerrant word in the King James Bible. You know, that wasn't an issue many years ago, but today it's an issue. Amen. We're looked down upon as the King James only crowd. Well, the King James Bible is where God has preserved His inspired and infallible word. Amen. So we see that because of these multiple Bibles that are going to cause division, also different doctrines of the faith are going to cause division. Look with me. I want us to turn to the book of Titus. Titus chapter number 1, beginning in verse 9 through 11. Let's read together. The words of God have this to say. Holding fast the faithful word as hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. See that? So we're told to hold fast to the words of God as you've been taught by a good minister of the faith who takes a stand on the words of God, who believes that the King James Bible is the very words of God, and so that we will be able, by the sound doctrine that we're taught, to exhort and to convince those that don't believe, the gainsayers. We read in verse 10, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision." Paul was speaking about the Jews here. That there were, especially the Jews at the time, that were deceivers, unruly, vain talkers, that didn't believe the sound doctrine, didn't believe the words of God, whose mouths must be stopped. Why? Who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. Things still have not changed today. We have the same crowd who go around subverting others. Do you ever notice a Bible-believing church leads someone to the Lord? Amen. Cults come up, snatch them away. Amen. See? That's why it's important to disciple new believers very quickly, soon after they get saved. Amen. Now, but when the faith and doctrine are sound, see, there's going to be a grand conformity, is there not? You know, often you hear the expression that a lot of people say that doctrine divides. Well, it's supposed to divide. It's supposed to separate the true believer from the professing believer who is probably not saved at all. Amen. Doctrine is sound doctrine is to root out which is false. To use and examine, that's why it's so important to study the words of God. So when you hear something taught or preached, you can measure it up to the very words of God and either accept it or reject it based on what the words of God say. Amen. Then we see, as we're looking at the body of Christ, in order for it to have a strong, growing body, and we're comparing it to, we're using some illustrations to compare it to a physical body. Just like a good physical body needs a good head, we have a good head in the body of Christ. And that head, of course, is the best head that anyone could have, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we also saw, in order for it to grow, the strong growing body, to have a strong growing body, a physical body, you need a good circulatory system. And within the church, the body of Christ, we saw that in the ministers that Christ has given for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edifying the body, and also good conformation. A body has to be balanced in properly proportioned. Amen. And we see that in the body of Christ, we need to be unified in faith. We saw that. And now, unified in the knowledge of the Son of God. Verse 13 again. We see, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. See? Same beliefs in the same Jesus Christ. In other words, belief in his deity, his virgin birth, his bodily resurrection, his literal, physical, bodily, earthly return and rule, and so on and so on. Amen? We, as believers, are being conformed to his image by the Holy Spirit into a perfect man in the fullness of the stature of Christ. Look in Romans chapter 8 with me. In Romans chapter 8, when you get to Romans chapter 8, look at verse 29. Look at what the words of God say here in Romans 8, 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed, here it is, to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So each day, the Holy Spirit is conforming us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, something else, if a body is to be strong and grow, is a good immune system. A good immune system. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So defenses against the biggest enemies of the body. Amen. We need a good immune system. We in a human body, you need a good immune system to fight off diseases. Amen. See? Same way the body of Christ needs a good immune system to defend itself against the big enemies of the body. One of them is unsound doctrine. Unsound doctrine. See? Again in verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. And the best defense is the continual preaching of sound doctrine. See, that's how you defend against unsound doctrine, is the continual preaching of sound doctrine. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. We want to turn to 2 Timothy right now with me. And when we get to 2 Timothy, amen, when we get to 2 Timothy, we want to go to chapter 4 and look at verses 2 to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 to 4. Paul says this to Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. That's what's happening today. See, there are very few churches, if you're in one where it's sound doctrine is being taught and preached by your minister, your pastor, then praise the Lord, you are blessed. If it isn't, then get out of that church and find a church that is preaching the right doctrine, the sound doctrine, amen. But we see in the end times, what's going to happen is many are going to fall away from the true faith. Amen. And no longer endure sound doctrine. Because, see, today's religion is a lot of touchy-feely to make the person feel good. Amen. But Christ died on that cross not to make us feel good, but so our sins, a price would be paid so that our sins would be forgiven. We need to leave church someday not feeling so great about ourselves. Amen. We need to be reproved. We need to be rebuked. We need to be exhorted. Amen. Sometimes through the very words of Almighty God. Do we not, my friends? Okay. So we're looking at the defenses against, we need a good immune system in the body of Christ. And defenses against the big enemies of the body. Unsound doctrine is one of them. Deceivers. Amen. Deceivers. See in verse 14. And carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. See, they use sleight, craftiness, deception to carry you away. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, notice what the very words of God say. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. See? So it's important to keep nourishing the saints with the very words of Almighty God. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 14 through 17. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen? So, we need to keep nourishing the saints. The minister needs to keep nourishing the saints with the very words of God to defend against deceivers and unsound doctrine. Well, we're going to stop here. We're just about out of time. And when we come together in our study in the book of Ephesians, we will pick up in verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 4. But until then, My prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.